The stink bug invasion is on, and sustainable, pesticide-free growers in Pennsylvania and surrounding states are paying the price. Sean Sizer, owner of Blue Tomato Farms in Maryland, says he had to close his community-supported agriculture operation, which provides food deliveries to subscribing members, in part because of the uncontrollable attacks by what are officially known as brown marmorated stink bugs.
One plant might have 10 to 15 stink bugs on it, and they were just sucking all the juice out of it.
Ames Herbert, an entomologist at Virginia Tech, says field scouts are reporting large numbers of stink bugs this year in fruit and vegetable crops, and there are few organic options for dealing with them.
It's a numbers game. They're not that difficult to kill with traditional insecticides, but they just have these huge numbers compared to native species.
Sizer says on his farm, acres of crops, including tomatoes, peppers, broccoli, cabbage, and Brussels sprouts, were obliterated, and none of the organic pesticides he's used is working. In Pennsylvania, stink bugs accounted for an estimated 25% loss in apples and stone fruits in 2010, and were also found feeding in field crops such as blackberry, sweet corn, field corn, and soybeans. I'm Tom Joseph for the Keystone State News Connection.